All right. Good morning, everybody. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Monday. And this news update is going to be brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Once again, Tuscola County Recycling and Tuscola County's Mosquito Abatement Departments are teaming up to do scrap tire collections in the county. There will be a tire collection from 8 a.m. to noon on June 13th at the Tuscola Township Hall at 8561 Van Cleve Road. Arbella Township will host a tire collection at the hall at 8935 Birch Run Road in Millington from 8 a.m. to noon. There will be a collection, a collation from 7 to 11 a.m. at the Denmark Township Hall, 9386 West Saginaw Road in Richville. And there will be a collection at the Elkland Township Cemetery, which is at the east edge of Cass City Road, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on August 8th. The collections are for Tuscola County residents only. Tires from outside the county for businesses or commercial tires will not be accepted. Also, track, loader, airplane, golf cart, forest, logging, earth-moving mining, and solid fork truck tires are not allowed, as well as tires over 12 inches in width or over 48 inches high. Residents are limited to bringing 7 tires per vehicle. Those who participate in the collections are asked that the tires be clean and not attached to an axle. Participants are also asked to bring their own help to unload their tires. For more information, call the Tuscola County Recycling Center at 989-672-1673. Because the city of Sandusky needs police officers, the council took action to work on that. The council approved sponsoring 2 candidates to attend the police academy at Oakland Community College. The cost to sponsor a candidate is $35,884, and that includes the cost of the college program as well as a salary and benefits. To participate in the sponsorship program, the person has to agree to work for the Sandusky Police Department for at least 4 years following graduation. If that is not done for whatever reason, the person has to reimburse the city. To help cover the cost for the sponsorship, the city applied for a $20,000 grant per candidate. However, if the grants are not approved, the city will cover the cost. The plan is for one of the new officers to do patrol and for the other to help out at the school as the school resource officer. A 26-year-old motorcyclist from East Point has died after a crash with a passenger vehicle in Clio. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson said the crash happened just before 7 p.m. yesterday at the intersection of Jennings Road and Vienna Road. Swanson said the motorcyclist's high speed is suspected to be the preliminary cause at this time. The sheriff's traffic investigators were on scene. Parts of Jennings Road and Vienna Road were blocked off due to the crash. We'll be right back.
This is Tammy Johnson. Spring is here, and with it brings change. For some, it also brings important decisions. For us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, it is a reminder of what matters most: comfort, dignity, and care you can trust. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing care, the Sanilac Medical Care Facility offers comprehensive care close to home. We have speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, all on site. And all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility work closely with residents and their families so we can focus on personalized care, safety, and respect every single day. When life brings change, having the right care nearby makes all the difference. This spring, take comfort in knowing that there is a place right here in our community that puts people first. Your loved ones deserve the best genuine care available. Call Sanilac Medical Care Facility at 810-648-3017 or go online to sanilacmedicalcare.com to learn more.
A Saginaw County man accused of throwing a bucket of feces at the county courthouse has been ruled mentally incompetent to stand trial. Court proceedings against 39-year-old Robert Brewer are now suspended after a forensic psychiatric evaluation found he does not understand the charges against him or cannot assist in his own defense. Investigators say Brewer threw a 5-gallon bucket of feces at the entrance of the Saginaw County Courthouse on February 16th. The courthouse was closed for the President's Day holiday at the time and no injuries were reported. Brewer's attorney requested the competency evaluation earlier this year. The assessment was completed at the Center for Forensic Psychiatry in Ypsilanti. Brewer remains lodged in the Santa Ana County Jail while prosecutors determine the next steps in the case. An unrelated assault case involving Brewer is also currently on hold. And rival cell phone providers AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon are teaming up to eliminate dead zones across the U.S., the companies announced last week. The joint venture aims to nearly eliminate dead spots in underserved areas by relying largely on satellites rather than traditional cell towers to fill coverage gaps. The service is considered direct-to-device, meaning cell phones will communicate directly with satellites. The company said they are also developing redundant technology to ensure reliable service during emergencies. The collaboration comes a year after T-Mobile and Starlink launched a beta project to use satellite technology to fill coverage gaps. Also last year, Verizon partnered with Skylo to offer satellite messaging and location detection for customers with select Android devices. The companies did not disclose which satellite providers will participate in the latest joint venture. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. And remember, you can get news stories just like these here, and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.